This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hiya, Emma and Ash with you this morning. You know, it was me and Callum yesterday. You disappeared off with TFI and we never recorded the podcast.
You know, I was actually thinking about that like yesterday. I was like, hang on. And then I was like, we must have done it, but I just forgot what we were talking about. No, we never did it.
Callum had the floor. What do you think we talked about?
Callum had the floor. His cooking class?
No.
Taylor Swift?
No.
The Smoothie Tuesday? He buys smoothies on a Tuesday. His illness?
Ish, and it led him to socks.
Damn it.
And
should have been top of my list.
Favorite fluffy socks and the Pennies ones and how there's new Elite ones that are a little bit more pricey.
Of course, Callum wears
and how they're
socks.
His whole world. He just loves fluffy socks so much. And I really got bought into the whole idea of talking about fluffy socks. And I was saying how I think bigger brands of real good quality socks, like of, you know, sometimes you might treat yourself to some Adidas socks or something,
yeah,
you know, the good stuff. They need to buy into the fluffiness, I think. The sporty
versions. Yeah, why not? Like
a little layer of floof on the inside would be quite nice.
Do we think fluffy socks are in decline?
Not if Callum sticks around.
Yeah, but like
I haven't bought a pair in a long time because
I
feel like
teenager.
They always roll back down your leg.
Yes,
I don't like wearing them like leaving the house to do something because they make your feet sweat.
Sweaty.
They're very much for just being at home. And then I find if I wear them to bed, because I do sometimes wear socks in bed. I know people find that weird. They're just too sweaty.
Oh, so sweaty. Just oh no, definitely. I think when I was a teenager, I was forever getting fluffy socks.
Oh, they were like the coolest thing to have in the world.
They definitely don't. They're
no,
not as big
no,
anymore.
No. Teenagers are cooler these days than
they're
us,
not
I think.
Big.
They're not as big. Concern out there for the fluffy socks.
Yeah, they're not as big.
Get up.
Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning and welcome to a cold Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, we were getting away with murder there for far too long, weren't we?
Oh my God, we were. But this is quite dramatic.
It is.
I still feel like for November, this is particularly cold.
What?
Yeah.
Ah, come on. It only kicked in yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But like, I think it's very cold for November. Don't you?
Not really, Ash.
It's like 4 degrees.
Yeah, but it could be frosty at this stage.
Ah, no. That's only bloody December when it gets really bad.
Today was the first day that I went on like max clearing windscreen function.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like, obviously there's no frost or anything like that, but there's just so much condensation.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I could
it just takes quite
well.
A while to clear off.
That
or whatever,
was a real wake-up call, I'd say.
It was actually. It was like, oh, you're going to have to come a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe, not always, but maybe from now on.
This time yesterday, I was telling you that we were having water issues.
Yes.
In the apartment. There was brown coming out of the taps or nothing at all.
Beautiful.
I don't know what's better. But it got sorted. In the end, it was like a burst water main in town or something, actually. So it was nothing to do with our apartment. But yesterday, I was the issue was ongoing throughout the morning, and I was feeding you updates from my boyfriend, Alex. The potential to stay in a hotel we thought we were going to have to if we couldn't flush the toilet for the day.
Yeah.
But then, like, just as the show ended, Alex texted me and was like, water's back. I was like, class, brilliant. Didn't say it to you guys. Poor producer Callum. I know I didn't say this to him either, but I can say it because he's not here today. Sure, didn't he go out to Lidl and didn't he come back with a 5-litre bottle of water for me?
Who?
Producer Callum.
No, he didn't.
He did. And he brought it back in like just as I was about to leave and go back home to the house that I knew now had water.
No, he didn't.
Producer Callum walks in and he's like, there you go, 5 litres of water. Ah, bless. I didn't have the heart to tell him. That the
Are
water
you,
was back.
Did he actually do that?
He
for
did.
Me? God, you're the favourite. So obviously, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I might be.
Yeah, you.
No, Emma, if you had no water, he'd do the same
no,
for
wouldn't.
You.
No, he wouldn't.
Callum is a man who's passionate about clean running water
did
in
he,
homes.
Did he expect you to walk all the way home carrying 5 litres of water?
Yeah, it was a struggle.
That would have been really elite if he had done that, but he actually put you through pain. Well,
yeah.
5 litres of water.
Yeah, now I'm starting to think I might be the least favourite.
Put you through serious work.
Let's go. Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Morning. I had to tackle one of the all-time saddest tasks yesterday.
Oh, one of the all-time saddest tasks: cleaning the shower.
Oh, that's up there.
Hoovering other people's crap from under the couch.
That is there too, but they're more regular. This is a once a year type of jobby.
Hoovering the car.
I don't have a car.
Okay.
But yeah. It was swapping out the summer and winter clothes.
Ah,
as in returning the summer clothes to their rightful place in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was grim because the summer clothes are so happy and colourful.
They are.
And joyful.
Mm.
And when they're smashed into the box, they look miserable.
I'm not too into autumn colours, to be honest. I'm wearing a lot of black lately, I've noticed in myself. And
right.
I'm like, what happened here? I don't know. I just wouldn't be very colourful in wintertime.
But in the summer, you're very colourful.
I would be, yeah.
It's mad how you just completely flip-flop.
Because I think what it does is, because if you're, say for example, if you have a big, like I have a big trench coat I got recently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to get the red one because it's not going to go with loads.
Yeah, I know.
If you're going to invest in something like that, that's like an outerwear thing. I just go for something that will go with everything. So therefore, in my case, it's black. And I'm like, meh.
I think for winter, you might play it a bit more safe because it's probably a bit, the stuff is a bit more expensive
because
it's thicker and whatever. Like I don't have like loads of clothes, that's not why I have to swap it out. I just have a really small wardrobe, and the lack of clothing that I own for winter was a great shock to me when I pulled down the box with the winter clothes. So I took all the summer bits out. I said, God, there's actually plenty there now. And up you go, my little dresses and me little tops and me little shorts.
And it's lovely.
Because
they're so light and inoffensive.
Yeah.
They don't take up much space. You get it all. What did you do, a flat pack?
I have like a sort of a plastic box.
Oh,
like
perfect.
A big plastic box. Anyway, I said, oh, but this will be exciting because I get to see all the lovely winter bits that I put away last year. And the thing is, I forgot that I live in Ireland and I basically wear like almost all of my winter clothes all year, all summer anyway.
Mm.
So like all my fleeces and jumpers and hoodies are still in the wardrobe.
Mm.
I literally took out two dresses, two Christmas jumpers and a load of thermals.
Is that the Christmas jumper?
Is this it?
Is that the Christmas jumper you've had for like 15 years or something?
That was another part of the task where I think I might have to retire the Christmas jumper that I bought in first year of college 10 years ago.
Why?
Because it's covered in stains from drinks from nights out. And it's a strange material that's difficult to wash.
Mm.
And it generally looks like it's been dragged through a hedge.
Okay.
But it served me so well through many a Christmas night. So I don't know. Anyway, it was just an emotional day all around.
Yeah, I get it.
But I literally pulled out about maybe six different forms of thermals. And I was like, am I really that cold in the winter? And then I stepped outside this morning and I was like, actually, yes.
You kind of forget until the weather changes like this morning and it decreases quite quickly. My version of that, because I did a bit of that a while ago now. I've kind of given up on the summer clothes a while ago.
Am I right in saying you're a suitcase girl, as in you put it all in a suitcase?
I put the big coats in a suitcase under the stairs, but because again lack of space, I do a flat pack under the bed.
Right.
So my summer clothes are under the bed at the moment, but what my big reality check was, I put in an order for a fake tan and I've had to go up a shade.
Oh,
and
no.
I've had to say to myself, realistically, it was never believable anyway, but now it's seriously not
believable.
And
does this happen every year?
Yeah, you need to go back. Yeah, instead of the dark, you go for the medium.
Yeah,
it's just time to move back and get a little bit more realistic.
Sad.
Ash and I flying solo this morning. Dave currently probably on his way to New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Colin at home in bed with the sniffles.
Yeah.
Here we go. I did come across this on TikTok the other day and I love this. People are so inventive and I think you have to be in today's market to make a few bob, and the more creative you are, the better. And TikTok obviously aids you so much in reach if you're kind of doing something a bit quirky, mm-hmm. I think. And there's this guy who owns a company where essentially you go onto his website, you give anonymous complaints about your boss or things that are happening in your workplace.
Yeah.
He arrives, I presume it has to be somewhere within his region.
Yeah.
And he basically gives out to them on your behalf while not revealing which staff member actually did what they had to do, right? So I went over to his YouTube channel to get an idea of what this was all about. And here's how he explains his company in his own words.
OCDA is an acronym for Occupational Cares Diversity Affairs. People go to my website, they file a complaint about their boss or their supervisor, anything like that. We show up to the job and we cuss their ass out.
I've watched several of these videos since. It's so addictive. Obviously, people are really offended.
Yeah.
Like he causes, and he doesn't care. He's really good. Like he's like verbatim. What came in writing to me, no matter how offensive it might be, he will just relay it, right?
It's mad that he's actually doing it in person. Like a lot of these people, like say, send a video message.
Exactly.
But this is actually
he shows up, there's
the
security trying to get rid of him and everything. Like
it's real
American drama.
Yeah.
But I love it. On the website, it says OCDA is committed to elating workplace standards by empowering individuals to share their genuine grief grievances. Our mission is to ensure that these issues are presented and treated with the utmost seriousness, promoting a culture of respect and responsiveness. And it says we stand for a proactive approach to problem solving and employee satisfaction. One video I watched, there was so much cursing in it, I actually couldn't bring it to the show. And even in between a sentence, I just couldn't bring it to the show. I tried. But essentially what he was trying to say was to this boss, it was like, they all want Pat to come back. They don't like you. They miss Pat.
Oh, right? No.
So funny. But something that I could get away with sharing on the show, this is him showing up to a random company and giving out to the seniors.
It says right here, loud for no reason, always in people business. It's a lot of jealousy going on around here. Y'all be underpaying people. Y'all have a high turnover rate.
And then you can see in a follow-up video.
Sort of legit, like.
Totally legitimate. And then you can see that, like, later in the video, the big boys and big girls, the suits.
Yeah.
They actually sit around and listen to him and talk to him.
So they're in the videos.
They come into the videos.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Some other guy. Apparently some manager spent most of his time in work not really caring about what was going on. Instead, spending a lot of his time doing this.
And you, Mr. LJ, say right here, you be online dating.
Work.
Oh my God.
I was trying to think for the crack because obviously we're very fond of our boss here. Not your typical boss meanie that is often, I suppose, you know, in movies and all the rest. But I can't really think of anything to write in about apart from maybe his how he speaks dates because he's an Australian man. So today, in Irish terms, is the 12th of November.
Yeah.
He'd say it's November 12th.
Yeah, November, that really irks me.
That gets to me quite a lot. So that's the only thing I could really think to get on to your man about.
I think I get your man in for that. I think I get him in for going to CrossFit before we've even started this show. I feel like pretty offended by that.
I do actually too, because we're like, oh, we're so tired.
We own the early card in this relationship.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Whereas he's like, guys, I was up for hours before this. I've done a full workout. Okay.
There's no sympathy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're on spin. This gave me a good giggle this morning. Just open my Twitter, which can be a bit of a grim place sometimes. Like every second day, I'm like, I'm going to delete it. And then I'm like, oh, but how will I know what's going on?
Yeah, I'm like, then Simon Harris is dancing.
And Mary Lou's doing a jive in Monaghan. Like, I need to know what's happening. But this guy, Connor, put this up only 10 hours ago. It's a DM he sent Nadine Coyle in 2021. And he kind of questioned how okay he was that night after a night out because he said, please phone me and say the flower thing.
That's so funny.
You can do it better, can't you?
Flyer.
There you go. Yeah.
Just phone me.
Please phone me and do the flower thing. I can't do it, obviously, the accent as well. But everyone replying saying, did she? And he's like, no, sadly not. Like, Nadine, just a voice note would have made that guy's night.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We've been banging on at this for a while because it's pretty damn important.
It is.
The general election going ahead on the 29th of November here at Spin. We've been encouraging it to make sure that your voice is heard and you get yourself sorted.
Exactly, because your voice is your vote and we are urging you to make sure that you're registered in time so you can have your say on election day. We've been telling you the deadline for this. It's actually today, okay? Mm. If you haven't voted before and you need to register or if you need to change your details, that closes at midnight tonight, okay? So you are running out of time.
Whether you're registering for the first time or if you're changing your details, you've moved house or just checking that your details are correct. Really quick and easy. I had it all sorted and had my address changed and moved within all of 6 minutes last week.
Excellent.
Take no time whatsoever. Just get yourself over to checktheregister.ie. You know her dulcet tones from reading the news and the traffic on our show. Newsreader Emily, welcome properly to Fully Charged. We haven't had a good chat with you on air properly before. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
And we're here on your favourite subject of all, Irish general elections.
My favourite subject. I'm so excited. I can't even begin to explain it
as a young journalist in Ireland. Is this now what you live for? Is this your Roman Empire?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Do you go to bed dreaming about Simon Harris?
He's one of them.
Also Pascal and Mary Lou and everybody else.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Do they just live rent free in your head?
Well, I don't know if it's rent free. I'm paying for it, but yeah.
True that. Listen. You actually are going to be a busy woman come election day.
I am.
Where are you going to be?
Meath West.
Okay, you're going to be in a count centre.
Going to be in a count
centre. Long day. Definitely bring a few Sambos. I did that in my early newsreader days.
You?
And I didn't have the packing done properly. Although the journos were well prepped for their sambos, I was marved. It's a long day.
They wouldn't even give you a sambo down there, no?
I can't remember, but I just remember seeing people being really packed with their packed lunch. They were, you know, versed people on how to get through an election day. Come here, being the last day to register, I mentioned we've both kind of changed our addresses now, myself and Ash, to get just convenience, just handier. I was always travelling to Waterford for elections. So that's where like home is, where I grew up. It is pretty straightforward stuff, isn't it?
I can't even begin to explain how straightforward it is. Like, it's so, so easy. All you need is your PPS number, your date of birth and your air code, and that's it. And it literally takes a couple of minutes. It's like, it's so easy. There's no reason not to do it.
Especially because PPS number, just text your mum. That's all you have to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Date of birth, text your mum.
And air code finder.
So simple.
No excuses here, guys.
And then on election day, Emily, when you're going into your polling station, I guess not everybody will have done it before. Some people might be voting for the first time. What do you need? ID? Anything else?
Yeah, so you'll get your ballot paper in the post, and a lot of people
think... It sounds so serious, ballot paper.
Yeah, doesn't it?
What is it?
It literally just will tell you where to go, like where your polling station is.
Just say you'll get your sheet in the post.
But you don't need to bring that with you. I think a lot of people think that that's far more important than it actually is. You don't need to bring that with you.
Oh.
As long as you have your photo ID when you go in there, you're fine, and they'll check your name off the list and hand you your paper, and then you're into your little booth to do the private part.
And they have all the pictures of all the lads and lassies on the page
they
as well.
They do.
Ireland. That's not done everywhere.
No, actually, I saw the US ones recently and theirs is a bit different. Theirs also, it's something to know because we've seen the American one recently. You don't just vote for one person and mm-hmm. that's it. You will have a list with the photos and you will number them. One, two, say you've got 10 people in your constituency, 10, based on your preference. So number one gets your number one top person you want elected, gets your number one vote. And it's so, so, so important to use your numbers, fill the whole thing, because when they count the votes, whoever, say your number one gets elected but they haven't even gotten to your vote yet, but they've already passed the quota, your vote will then go to your number two. So you don't want it to go to someone that you don't want.
I hear you.
Or nobody, if you've only put one.
Exactly, exactly. So it's so important to fill out the sheet. And I think that's something, if you go in there for the first time and you see the length of it, you'll be like, what is this? It's not what I expected at all.
Equally, you can only put a certain amount. You don't actually have to go the whole way down if you don't want the other people elected, I suppose.
That's it, because I'm sure there's one or two that people definitely don't want to give a number to. There is in every constituency. So you don't have to, but...
But also don't draw like big ears on their picture in there either.
Oh my God,
just
absolutely
don't. Do that, it'll spoil your vote, won't it?
Anything other than a number, your vote is spoiled.
No way.
Don't X the box, don't tick the box, don't do anything. Just put the numbers down, one to whatever, and pop it into your little box and off you go.
So Emily, obviously it changes every few years, but there's a couple of issues that come to the front nearly every time there's an election. What are the kind of main issues this year for people? Obviously housing, most probably one of the most important.
Yeah, housing probably is number one for most people.
Yeah.
And especially for our listeners, I would say it's well up there. Another big one that's come to the forefront is immigration.
Yeah.
That's huge at the minute. College fees, college accommodation, healthcare is a huge one. It is kind of the same ones all the time. Immigration is probably the most new one to find the ranks.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, obviously, young people have their things that they're most concerned about. And a recent poll has shown that most people think politicians don't represent young people's views and don't consider them. So guys, please vote. It's the only way to make sure that your views are represented. The age bracket of 18 to 29 represents 1 in 5 voters.
Really?
Like, we're so important. I can't stress enough. And it's just so simple. Please do it.
That's actually crazy. I would have been like, but the youth are like a smaller section. No,
we're all over the place.
And we're the most important. Like, come on.
We're
listen
the coolest.
To us.
Yeah. We're so much funnier than everyone else.
Emily, how long then? So obviously naturally for you on the day, you'll be at the count and for the rest of us kind of waiting for these results to come in. How long on average does it take for these results to come in? When will we know what's going on?
It really depends on the constituency. Some of them only have 3 seats, some of them have 4, some of them have 5. So it really depends. Generally, a day to 2 days max per constituency.
We're a little bit slower than our pals over in the UK and America, aren't we? Our system might be slightly more archaic.
A little bit.
But in terms of just the process of literal counting and all that.
When I was in college, we studied the voting process in Ireland, and it's actually one of the most fair systems in the world.
Well, there you go.
So we are lucky in that sense.
Absolutely.
Even though it is a bit confusing.
It is a bit confusing, but once you get in there and you do it once, guys, it's honestly so fine.
A bit of banter.
I love voting. I can't wait. I actually love voting so much.
Emily, thanks for popping into us. Check the register.ie. It's your last opportunity to get yourself sorted today before midnight, all right? Cheers, then.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
We're Spin, your number one hit music station.
I don't know if you noticed this, Aisling, today. Maybe you've been thinking it and you haven't said it to me, but I did feel slightly gross this morning.
Oh?
Mm. So I got home from work in the afternoon yesterday, and after I did a few bits, I got straight into my pajamas. It was one of those days. It was like, it's a write-off Monday.
Yeah.
Most I'm doing today is making dinner.
I'm literally staring at you so much to find out what's gross. Is. Can't see anything yet.
I took off the clothes I was wearing and I put them on the little chair in my room.
Okay.
And I woke up this morning and I just went, do you know what we're going to do here? We're going to wear...
We go again.
I eyed up the same jeans and jumper as yesterday, identical top to bottom, and I went... Ah, we'll go again.
Well, isn't that actually a great lesson learned? I did not notice. And it's not to be scabby that, like...
No, I get it.
I don't notice what you're wearing, but it just shows you. Nobody actually notices what
Nobody cares. I might go again tomorrow.
Especially because you're in a, like, a sort of brown. It's not like the most, like, vibrant looking Obvious. Thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. But I actually thought all the way into work, God, everyone's going to think I'm manky. Is that so silly?
Yeah, it is silly.
When we used to go to school and wear a uniform for 5 days in a row.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes even like say when it's Thursday and I've worn something on Monday, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can be really wearing that again.
So silly.
Yeah.
So
silly.
Oh
my God.
I think I'm going to go for the week.
I just want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. What's the story with you? Hope you're good. It's a bit chilly out there.
Oh, it's very cold.
Yeah, definitely a day to get into something warm if you're walking to work or using public transport. Imagine the bus this morning with the window open. That's what I'm seeing where it's a bit like, it's a bit cold.
Oh, no. Close them windows.
Yeah, but then the condensation, Ash.
I don't care.
It's a tough one. I always have to have that thing on the bus. I'm like, I'm a bit cold, but I'd rather that than it to be all... smelly.
No, I get on the bus and I'm literally like, bam, 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 bam.
You close all the windows.
Slam all the windows, yeah.
Speaking of, I suppose the weather's kind of reflecting the vibes at the moment. We are at the 12th of November. And I told you last weekend, Christmas started ridiculously early for my family.
Yeah.
Because we had to have Christmas dinner because we can't all be together on Christmas Day and that's the only date that's suited. Well, it rolls on into this weekend with a similar theme, it looks like.
No.
Not as extravagant. But one of my best friends is visiting us in Dublin. Megan, she used to live with us.
Yeah.
And we're not going to see each other again before Christmas.
Oh, no.
So we're doing our Secret Santa, the three of us, this weekend.
Oh, my God. This is so funny because you are famously quite anti-Christmas.
Normally anti just the hype around the whole thing.
Yeah, but you'd be like, not until like maybe like the 20th of December.
Absolutely. And I've no choice now. This is just the way it is in the diary. We're talking about potentially doing a ham.
Oh, stop. You're going to be hammed out of it.
But I feel like when you actually look, and I'm sure you're in the same position, you listening, when you start looking at the calendar ahead.
I know.
Every weekend there's something Christmassy related like now, isn't there? December's the following weekend we have a Christmas get together at work on the Friday.
God, we do. We do.
If you can't beat them, join them, I say.
Well, listen, that's what you've done.
Absolutely.
Fair play. I'm actually proud of you.
Thanks, Ash.
It Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Someone who's kind of been popping up in news stories lately is Lily Allen, because she has a podcast at the moment. You know the way they write stories about basically everything people say in podcasts now. But one of the headlines going around about her at the moment is for her creative use of AI. And I do like to hear how people are using it in kind of fun ways. So basically she has admitted to using ChatGPT to win arguments against her husband, David Harbour.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Who people will know from Stranger Things. So she said she'll input prompts to help it understand what the argument is about. For example, she'll write this into ChatGPT. Write me a long text message about an argument that started with the dishwasher and ended in an argument about our finances. And then ChatGPT will generate the text. She'll keep editing it by adding more things. And then she said by the end of the interaction, she could have just probably written her own text and sent that. But anyway, she said it's a bit of a laugh and it kind of like diffuses the arguments after she reveals...
It was actually ChatGPT who told you.
It was all AI, yeah. So this morning, Emma, we are going to have some fake arguments on the show and AI is going to help me respond to you.
Brilliant.
Okay, so I've got three different fight scenarios. You're very, very angry at me in each of these. Okay?
Yeah.
So you kind of be you, and you be how angry you would be if I did these things.
Oh, come on.
And then I will respond with whatever ChatGPT says I should say.
All right, let's do
Are
it.
You ready for fight one?
This is great. This is really, really alleviating for all of us.
Yes,
today.
It'll be a good release for you.
All right, let's go.
Emma, you're angry at me because I keep leaving my knickers all around the studio.
Ashling, for God's sake! Every time we come into the studio, there's knickers of yours on the floor or hanging off the lights and on the microphones. It's just not appropriate. Can you sort it out, please?
All right. ChatGPT is giving me multiple options. Let's go for the lighthearted and playful response. Emma, I think my knickers are trying to escape. They seem to have a mind of their own and keep wandering off. Maybe they're just shy and need some alone time in the studio.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That cackle.
I can accept responsibility and apologise. You want me to do that one?
Okay, go for it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm such a klutz. I'm working on my knicker-keeping skills. Maybe I should get a knicker-keeping elf to watch over them.
So weird.
ChatGPT is obsessed with elves.
Is it?
Yes, it's always given elves. Or this is the other response it gives me. Hey, let's play a game. I leave my knickers in different places around the studio and you try to find them all. The winner gets, well, bragging rights, I guess.
Oh, very good.
Okay, that's fight one. Fight two. Emma, I've left a whoopee cushion on your chair and you sat on it in front of the CEO of our business. You're absolutely mortified and fuming.
As in, I'm gone all red, I can imagine. Yeah. I'm sick of you and your practical jokes, Ashling. Grow up. You just humiliated me in front of the entire business, including the CEO. Everyone's calling me Mr. Fartalot. I'm ruined.
Okay. Oh, that wasn't a whoopee cushion. That was me. I guess I ate something a little too spicy last night. Whoops. That's one of the
options. I like that one, yeah.
It's also giving me an option for the over-apology. I am deeply sorry for the whoopee cushion incident. I've spent countless nights tossing and turning, haunted by the image of your horrified face. I've even sought professional help. Please forgive me, oh wise and forgiving one.
Oh,
my God, the sass out of that one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Or this is the third option ChatGPT gives me, which is shift the blame to someone else. Hey, I didn't put that whoopee cushion there. Must have been a mischievous office elf. You know how those little guys love a good prank. I'll keep an eye out for him next time.
That is... Do you know what also as well? It's trying to have some kind of a moral compass, ChatGPT. Like there's certain scenarios it won't help you with because it feels like, you know, it's not appropriate.
For example, one of the scenarios I put in was I have gotten with Emma's boyfriend and I need a response. And it was like, I can't help you with this one. Basically, like, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. But it would still allow you to push the blame onto someone else.
Oh, yeah, kind of, as an option.
So it's not totally legit.
All right, fight three.
Okay.
Emma is angry at me because I accidentally used her over-ear headphones as a bowl to eat my cereal from.
I would love to walk in here and see you eating your porridge out of my my headphones. Okay. Ashling, you're so gross and weird. Why would you pour Special K and milk into the ear of my over-ear headphones? It's not even big enough to hold more than four flakes, you big Aegis. I have to wear these for the rest of the show with milk pouring down my face.
Oh, God, what am I going to do, ChatGPT? Hey, Emma, I know it was a bit weird using your headphones as a bowl. I was just being silly. I promise to stick to actual bowls from now on. No hard feelings?
Hey, very good.
That's sort of normal. The humorous response it wants me to give is this. Emma, I was simply giving your headphones a taste of the finer things in life. Think of it as a breakfast upgrade. Besides, they probably needed a good scrub anyway.
They probably do. They're destroyed in makeup.
Now, none of the options they gave me for this one included elves.
Oh, that's good. Progress.
No, so I actually said, as another prompt, give me a response to this that includes the mention of an elf. Okay. So this was what I got then. This is my favourite one. I apologise for the headphone incident, Emma. It seems a mischievous elf must have snuck into the kitchen and played a trick on me. They must have mistaken your headphones for a magical bowl fit for a king. I'll be sure to set a trap for them next time.
Again, that's not good. That's violent. Leave the poor elves alone.
AI has a long way to go.
It does, and that gives me confidence, to be honest. We have a question for you this morning, 087 711 103. We love an L question for you and to hear from you. When were you at breaking point? When did you just have to say, nope?
I'm out.
And maybe walk away from a situation. Something happened over the weekend that made me think about this because I was so empathic and totally understood, like, the kind of, how would you say, the irritability of the situation.
Yeah.
So there was a big family gathering I've mentioned quite a bit in the show at the weekend. And my sister, Laura, has two kids, 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And the little lad is at that stage where he's walking and he's half talking and he's like, class at the moment, right? He's in that era of the best crack ever. He just wants to go look at cars all day and shout, car, 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 and gets genuinely excited when a car comes down the road.
Yeah.
But this was kind of like a long day. The house was really warm as well. My granny's a cold creature, so she had to be factored in. Everyone was really sweaty. Everyone was really full. There was a lot of food going on.
Yeah.
And my sister was sitting up trying to feed the 2-year-old, right? He had food there in front of him. In the meantime, she was trying to kind of have her own dinner. And, you know, Florence was there as well. And there was loads of people chatting and everything around her. And I could see that Will was just kind of in one of those moods where he kind of wanted food, then he didn't want food, then he wanted to catch the food and throw it. Then he'd kind of start crying and mooching and pulling hair.
A lot of stimuli.
Yeah. And then she was kind of sitting in on a bench and she was kind of surrounded by a lot of us on each side. So it was hard for her to get in and out because one second he wanted to be down walking, the next second he was crying that he wanted up with her. And, you know, he was probably tired and it was a long day and all the rest. And I could just see this kind of going on and she'd be trying to kind of pick up a spoonful of her own food and then he'd slap her fork and her food would go flying. And, you know, this was all just kind of going on.
And she's probably got such a good tolerance for this already because she's got two kids.
No, exactly.
Whereas if this happened to me once, if someone slapped my spoon away from me literally once as I'm trying to put it into my mouth, I would actually freak.
I know.
This is like bearing in mind that she's probably so patient.
But I was getting secondhand irritability.
Yeah.
And I kept being like, do you want me to take him? She was like, no, he's grand, kind of whatever. And she was like, this went on for ages, right?
Yeah.
To the point where at one point she just turned to her husband Dave and was like, just take him, I'm out. Right? And she just, excuse me. And like passed through a few of us on the bench and just went, right?
Okay.
And just needed a minute. And that's fine. And she kind of didn't come back for a while. And I was like, where's she gone?
Yeah.
And I went into the sitting room and obviously there was a lot of people around the house that day. So the couches were taken and full. And I went in and there she was, fast asleep on the sitting room floor.
Oh, no.
Cute.
Oh, bless her.
She obviously kind of half lay down, like picking up his toys or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you went back in, everyone was like, shh, let her sleep. It was
leave
so
her be.
Cute.
Oh my God, that is proper when you're just like, I'm just going to lie on the ground.
I just need a minute.
Oh my God, the poor thing.
So with that in mind, would love to hear from you this morning. Obviously, if you have kids, you're probably extra familiar with this.
Parents
we don't,
come through.
So I can't get it. But also it could be like you were on a holiday with the gang lads or the gang girls and you were like, I actually am out. I need to walk around the city on my own for an hour.
I'm done with all of you.
Totally, yeah. When you just were like, nope, I've had enough, I'm done. 087-711-1038. As always, we love your voice notes on this. Get in touch and let us know. I think there's many examples of this and it doesn't go anywhere as you get older. It's just something that's always there when you're
Absolutely.
Just like, I've had enough. Kaylee is standing by. When were you at breaking point, Kaylee?
So it wasn't really me, it was my sister, but it was really entertaining. So I thought I'd send it in.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I used to mind 3 boys and their ages were like 4, 6, and 10 months. And I wanted to go to a party, so she subbed in for me. And as soon as I got to the party, she called me multiple times and then she texted me, you need to come to the house. So I left the party and went to the house. And when I walked in, the 2 older boys were on the couch having a feast of chocolates and snacks. The 10-month-old was screaming bloody murder. And Ashley was having a mental breakdown, crying, looking at the baby, holding the baby out like in front of her, being like, I can't do this. And she handed me the kid and she walked out of the house.
Oh dear. Party over.
I get it.
Oh.
I completely get it. That was the end of your night out anyway.
It was very quickly. And I ended up staying until it was about 1 or 2 a.m. So...
It took us
a while to get the kids down.
Oh my God.
When they'd been plying themselves full of chocolate.
Oh man, they were up for ages after that. I was like, Ashley, why would you let them eat all this sugar?
She really didn't help you out there.
She just couldn't handle it. So she never babysat after that ever again.
No, fair enough. Thanks for that, Kaylee.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
087-711-1038. When were you at breaking point? Molly was on.
Good morning, Emma and Ashlyn. I am a primary school teacher. So you can imagine we do have a lot of breaking point moments. But there was one time where in my class one of the little ones started crying, which is an everyday occurrence, but then because they were crying, another little one started crying, and then a third little one started crying. So all three of them were crying almost in harmony, and I just burst out laughing. I just didn't know what to do and just burst out laughing.
That's like your response to, I actually can't walk away, I just have to laugh at this situation.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I bet that laughter was sort of manic and maybe a little bit scary. Yeah. Thank you, Molly. I'm thinking back to maybe one of my most shameful moments ever, and it probably happened when I was like about 10 years old, but it was like a true, it was breaking point in the truest sense. Do you remember Scoobies?
Remind me.
Scoobies were like in schools, they were so popular around
bracelet
our time.
Making.
Yeah, they were like these rubber kind of strings, and there were different colours, you get glittery ones and all, and you could like weave them into these sort of bracelets. They were absolutely like the be all end all when I was in primary school for a while. And I remember I came in one day with the most elaborate selection of Scoobies.
Of course
they
you
were
did.
Divine, right? Yeah. And I was playing with them the yard and I was sharing them with some of my friends, and then like another person came over. Ashling, could I have some of your Scoobies? Ashling. Ashling, can I play with your Scoobies? Okay. And then another person. At this stage, then there's about 10 people using my Scoobies. The Scoobies are depleting at a rapid rate. And then lovely girl from my class, never had a bad word to say about her, comes over. Ashling, do you mind if I have some? No! I literally scream. I literally go, no! I remember I got in so much trouble. She next thing, she's over at the second teacher on yard, bawling her eyes out. I was like, oh, damn. I was like, I actually really like her. I'm so sorry, miss. I just lost it there.
Too much. You were overstimulated.
It was too much.
Eric was on.
When I'm on her, I feel to be girlfriend. And like, she just can't decide what she wants at all. And you're sitting there for about 45 minutes trying to pick out like what takeaway you want. And it just gets to the point where you're just like, you know what? Just grab something from the freezer. Like, I'm not doing this. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do this anymore. We're having a frozen Goodfellas.
We're having a frozen pizza.
Richard's standing by.
So me and the siblings, we have a little game where when we go out with our, well, me and the siblings and the partners, when we go out with our family members, whoever is the first of the family, like parents, to have a moan about the food or the service, you have a tap out card, you can go to the toilet, you can go outside, you can just, like, we play the card, we say who's going to be the first person to do it. When you do, we go, right, go on, you can go first.
Just excuse yourself from the situation.
Have to. It's too bad to hear it.
Yeah, I get it, because otherwise you just freak out, so you have to just walk.
Just a bit.
You're all out catching some fresh air at the same time.
This is like preventing breaking points.
I love it.
It's great.
Good method. Thanks,
absolutely.
Richard.
All the best. See you later.
Bye.
I actually wasn't my best self at all yesterday. I went to pick up a new duvet for the winter. It's getting a bit colder.
Here we go.
I know. Quite honestly now, I have a very, very light one, and it's been on my mind for a while. I'm like, you probably need to do that when it starts getting cold. Because like it is, like sometimes you wake up a bit shivery.
I will say, I only did that snort because Emma's obsessed with duvets and duvet covers. She has enough sets now. She does.
Bed sheets. But anyway, I was in the shop yesterday and I kind of timed it badly, in fairness. My mood wasn't the best. I was hungry. I needed to go to the loo halfway through this experience.
Oh, flip.
And then I got lost on a sale rail, which was a sale kind of, a sale shelf, should I say.
Right.
Of different duvet covers. And I was routing through, and you know the way there's a display one standing up and then you should have duplicates behind of different sizes.
Yeah.
But they were all messy and all over the place. I like this one. It was taking ages. I'd say I was in the shop for 40 minutes and then I was Googling like, what's a good tog for Christmas that isn't like, or for winter that isn't too hot.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do a bit of learning. So by the time I got to the tail, I had this big heavy duvet. I was holding one of them. Had a couple of new pillow cushions and a new valance sheet.
Yeah, of course you did.
I don't even know
what a valance sheet is.
Not a fitted sheet, basically. And I turned the corner, and again, the shop's really hot. I'm dressed badly. Blah, I need to pee. I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
And I turn and I count 15 people in the queue at one person on the till, and everyone has trolleys worth of stuff. And I just said no. No. And as much as it killed me after putting in all that hard work, I turned back at myself. It's a one-way system shop. I went the opposite direction, put everything back where I got it.
No, you didn't.
And I left.
No, you didn't. Emma.
And I had a little shiver in bed last night.
Oh. no.
On the side of the ear so far.
Oh, man.
I just had enough. Final thoughts, welcome. You're on Spin. Mel was on.
I would like to point out, I'm possibly at breaking point every time half five comes.
Oh.
I can't make a decision after half five. I work in an industry where I have to make decisions. I have to help so many people throughout the day. I get sick of people. I don't want to be peopling after half five.
Peopling.
So to come home and have to decide what we're having for dinner.
Oh, no.
Does me. I get so thick, I just walk off and go up to the bedroom.
I get you, girl.
Hey, to break it to you, Mel, I think you're at breaking point at 5 to 9 today.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spin's Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning to you. Hope you're well. Tuesday, the 12th of November. God, time is just flying in.
Oh, it is. I can't believe it. It's mad. The year's nearly over. Do you know what I'm getting a bit sick of?
What? Hun?
And I'd say a lot of people will agree with me on this.
Me.
No, I wouldn't say that now when you're on the show. I'd only say that when it's just me and Dave. I'm getting really sick of making a bloody account to do anything on the internet anymore.
Stop.
And I'll tell you what I made a bloody account for this morning.
So
you know what it was.
Well, as in I made an account for something yesterday.
To get my bloody flu jab.
Yeah.
We got an email in work and listen, I'm delighted that they're offering the flu jab in work. Thanks very much and all that. But this could have been a Google form. Mm. Here's the slots. Pick your slot, write down your name. I had to make an account where I had to verify my email address. Yep. I had to give my phone number, my full address, my emergency contact, what, in case I die of the flu jab. I basically had to give my PBS number. I didn't, but like everything. And it took so long.
I was there yesterday and I was like, who am I going to say for my emergency contact? And I was like, yeah, I'm a totally grown woman, but still my dad.
Yeah, no, I was like, I started writing down Alex, my boyfriend, and then I was like, don't know his number off of her. Do me, mom.
Yeah. So like, funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, I can be ours.
I was like, my dad is the best person in the family for answering his phone as well. So he's always my emergency contact. Yeah, even though he's miles away. If I collapse and work from the flu jab, which I won't, there's not much you can do for me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, the amount of accounts I'm making. And every time I do it, like, I'm not one of these really paranoid internet-y people. Maybe I should be, I don't know. But like, I do feel a little piece of me is being taken away.
But it's the same when you go into a shop and they're like, well, do you want your receipt by email address? I'm like, give me the... Well, I don't also agree with pieces of paper all the time, but...
I know, but it just feels like a bit of an invasion.
Yeah, and then there's certain shops as well, and I have to say, it's like, you have your account and you're like... Yes, there's somewhere, I suppose, but then it actually does give you loads of benefits.
Yeah, I know.
But then your Gmail is absolutely stacked with rubbish. I just constantly am deleting emails every day. It's
I'm
so
like,
annoying.
How did I ever sign up for that? Don't even remember.
God, we do sound old.
Leave us alone.
Let's go. Spin's Fully Charged with Now.
I need to tell you why I know for sure now. I was pretty sure when I met Jack that he was a special guy. This is my boyfriend, and that I was gonna love him a lot.
I'm pretty sure you were smitten from the first moment you matched on Hinge or Tinder, whatever it was.
I was, yeah. But now I know for sure.
Okay.
I think this is going
to be. How long
distance.
Has that taken? About 4 months?
4 or 5 months at this stage. Yeah, 4 months. Yeah. And I'd love to know, when was that moment for you and Alex when you said, oh, this lad's very much a bit of me?
I think it was when he went vegetarian. As a challenge that I set him. Actually, so I set him a challenge to go vegetarian for 2 weeks. And then after the 2 weeks, he said, I think I'm going to stick it out. And I went, hang on now. That was above and beyond.
Well, I'm going to walk you through this scenario. And I think if you're like me, you'll agree with me, right? I can't keep surprises to myself.
Yeah, I know.
Can't cope, right? The idea of knowing something really fun is happening for someone. I can't be around a friend if I know there's a surprise party coming up.
Can I give an example?
Yes, you can.
When it was my birthday, Dave and Callum wanted to do this jokey thing where they pretended they forgot my birthday and it was going to be a surprise on the show that, ha ha ha, we didn't forget your birthday.
And they deliberately didn't say a single word for all morning in the office, never said happy birthday in the morning. Because they wanted to do this for the show, I wasn't allowed to say happy birthday to Ashling that morning and it was really not nice.
It was very tough for Emma. I obviously didn't care. I came into the studio at 7 o'clock and it was just Emma and I, and she goes, they're doing a big thing where they're pretending not to say happy birthday to you, but happy birthday, I know. I can't sit there and not say happy birthday to you. Surprise ruined.
I can't cope with it at all. I just hate it, right? But Jack says to me the other day, "Oh, I'm just after booking your Christmas present." I was meeting him like 3 hours later and I was like, "Oh, go on." He was like, "I don't know how I'm going to keep this to myself." And I was like, "Oh, excellent." So I bought him a couple of bits for his Christmas present over the last couple of weeks as well. And I'd said nothing. But as soon as I got this, because I know he'd love what I got him.
Yeah.
So I met him after in the evening and he was sitting there and he was like, "I'm just so excited for it to give you a present." Oh, I don't know. I'm just so excited. I just can't wait to tell you.
See, this is even having this conversation dangerous.
Yeah. So he says, "We're going away." And I was like, "Oh my God, are we?
Win!
Early January, you're still off or whatever. Great, we're going away. And I was like, "But you know what I got you?"
"No, Emma, no."
"I got you the Leeds Away's jersey." And he went, "Oh, you didn't, did you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did. And he was like, "Oh, we're going to Stockholm."
Oh my God, this is actually, like, I actually just slapped myself across the face then.
This is on the 10th of November. We have spoiled Christmas for each other. And I went, "I'm also after getting you a foot massager." And he was like, "No, you didn't." Like, "Yeah, I did. That actually arrived yesterday. It's back in my house." So we went back to my house.
No.
He showed me the dates. He showed me the hotel we're staying in Stockholm.
No.
He told me the flight times. He told me we have an itinerary of what we're going to do. And back at my house, I hadn't been in my own home house in a few days.
Yeah.
In Dublin. He tried on the Leeds jersey.
No, he did.
I was like, "Will you just try it on for me?" So he tried it on for me and then we tested out the foot massager.
You are ridiculous.
I was like, "Shove your foot in there. Do you think it's any good?" And we turned it on and it was unreal. He was like, "This is class. I can't wait for Christmas now." And I was like, You are my person.
Sorry, no, that's the opposite. You're like, "Oh, now there's nothing exciting about Christmas anymore."
No, everything's exciting. It's so fun. I love it. Now I know exactly what's happening after Christmas. I can be extra excited. Know I'm going to Stockholm. Prepare for it in my head. And not it be thrown as brand new information to me a week out from where we're going. I wouldn't be able to cope with that.
Oh my God, you really are meant for each other.
I know the Leeds United jersey fits him. And I know he likes the foot massager.
Panic averted.
So all is good in the world. He woke up the next morning and says to me, "We're after kind of spoiling Christmas for each other, aren't we?" And I was like, "Don't worry, pal. I know that you are the one now. We are good."
Wow, that's kind of cute.
Here's Benson Boone, Pretty Slowly, Spin.
Spin. Recharged.
Who wants free food?
Oh, hello.
Me.
Do you have it right now?
Who wants free brisket?
Oh, me.
What's a brisket?
Something meaty.
It's a cut of meat from the breast of beef or veal.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't want free biscuit.
Yeah,
brisket.
But you do. You secretly do, but you won't.
That's true.
You'd love an old brisket.
Well, this morning I'm going to tell you how you can legitimately get free brisket in Dublin City. That's not a joke. I'm a sucker for a publicity stunt. You know, yeah. When a restaurant or a shop or a brand is doing like a freebie in exchange for like doing something.
Yeah.
I'm all over it. I'll talk about it till the cows come home on this show.
Keep it going, guys.
Even though I know it's just for publicity. And today's subject of that is Pit Bros, which is a kind of barbecue restaurant on Georgia Street. You might know it. And they're offering free meals. This is all real. Between 2:30 and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday if you win a dice roll.
Oh.
They want you to risk it for a brisket.
Very good.
Isn't that good?
Well done. To whoever that was.
Yeah. Well done. And like that makes the whole thing legitimate. So basically when you ask for your bill, they bring you down a die and then you give it a roll. You have to roll a 6. And if you roll a 6, they'll give you your meal for free.
That's really fun.
I'm like, that's actually a pretty good chance of rolling a 6. Well, I mean, 1 in 6. Mm. So like they'd be giving away an awful lot of meals. Mm. Unless they have weight and dice.
Unless
I had weighted dice.
I'd say if I was in there, I'd be inspecting that dice quite closely.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I know, money joking, money spreading rumours. But I might bring in my own dice if I were you.
Oh, you got an idea. Yeah. And actually weight it to the 6.
Yeah. the term risk it for a brisket doesn't really hold too much weight because there is no real downside. I guess you don't lose out if you lose. You just have to pay for your meal.
Yeah.
Which is sort of standard. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like just like a win-win. But I like this idea and I have some other ideas for other kind of restaurants or eateries or food places, how they could give away some free meals with different sort of games. I think you could also bring dice into a deli and give away free food, roll for a roll.
Very good.
Isn't that good?
Perfect.
You can see the branding.
Perfect.
Yeah, Centra.
You could also do it in a way of like a little game of bowling with some empty bottles.
Yeah, very
and just
good.
Roll it for the roll.
Bowl for a roll.
Bowl for
for a roll.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Love it. A cafe could play a game of Snap for a bap.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right there.
Boojum could do a game of pin the burrito on the donkey. That being the tail.
I'd
not
just
else.
To see people doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the tail.
A greengrocer's could play a game of hide and leak. If you find the hidden leak, you win the leak.
Easy.
Not the greatest prize, but...
No, I love a leak.
But yeah, Emma does love a leak.
I love leeks.
Leek and potato soup. A Chinese restaurant could do a deal. Free chicken balls as decided by the magic eight ball. So you shake the magic eight ball. Am I going to get the free chicken balls today? And it comes back, whatever. Unlikely. Or
absolutely.
Or, yeah, it's in your future or something like that.
Brilliant.
A steak restaurant could play a game of rib roulette.
Very good. Yeah.
To win free ribs.
Yeah.
And this is the best one. And I honestly think Tesco needs to get on this. Spin the meal deal wheel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
So if you spin and you get like the 3 stars, then the meal deal is free.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Or maybe if you only get 1 star, you only get the drink free or whatever.
Lovely. Good morning at all at Tesco.
You're welcome.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin 103, what's the story? One of us is about to head out of this room and come and meet you with a load of money worth of TFI Leap cards. I actually don't know where mine is at the moment.
Your Leap cards?
My Leap cards in my purse. I don't know where my purse is. Not great.
That's
not,
actually,
not
a great situation. There's a lot involved in that problem. My Leap card is always in the back of my phone case.
Ah.
Because it is the only way I'll remember it. There's nothing worse than getting on the bus or going to get any form of public transport and not having the Leap card.
Yeah, it sucks. You need to have one. They're just the best. We are teaming up with Transport for Ireland. We're celebrating their 90-minute fare all this week again with the TFI Leap card. You can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services in Dublin within the 90 minutes for that one fare.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant value. And we have another set of €200 worth of TFI Leap cards to head out on the road with this morning. I'm going to head out again today. That is going to sort you out for ages. I was saying yesterday I met Michelle and I felt a bit bad for Michelle because she was doing the graft, you know, coming to meet me. I said, where are you going to head out for your first trip on these Leap cards? And she said, I'm going to head home and I'm going to give them straight to my son.
I know.
And El Saint she was.
That's
she said he gets the bus everywhere. He walks everywhere. I'd say he was absolutely laughing.
That's great. That's an amazing prize. I hope she knocks it off whichever she plans to get him for Christmas.
I said you may take a nice trip on the dart out to Howth or Bray or something for yourself to treat yourself.
What we needed you to do was tell us where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes. And Ash this morning will make her way using one of the applicable TFI services in Dublin to come to you and hand deliver them to you this morning. So we got to get someone else lined up and get them sorted with this. Hello, is that Rob?
Yeah, hey guys, sorry. I was in the middle of class, but yeah, now I'm here.
Rob, what are you doing? Texting it to spin during your lecture.
I didn't think he was going to answer. I just put it in. I had it on my phone, yeah.
Okay.
Headphones in. All right, well done, Rob. You're a real boldy.
I was driving a bit this morning as well, so.
Okay.
So tell me, what are you studying in college?
I'm currently in the teaching campus, so I'll be doing a teaching course.
Okay, so you said you're in DCU, so is that you're in Pats, are you?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, very good.
They'll be waiting for you to go, but I'm sure he's managed.
Rob, we told you.
Rob, don't even mention it. It's absolutely no problem at all.
No problem whatsoever.
We said we'll go wherever.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's really not too far at all, Rob. So hang on now. If I'm going up to DCU, am I going to have to knock on some poor lecturer's hall and say, is Rob in here? He's listening to Spin at the moment. He's the lab with the headphones in.
No. I'm sure I can excuse myself. Well, if you want to come in, and I won't stop you, but I mean...
Well, I do love a show and a song and a dance, Rob.
Yeah.
It'll be my pleasure. So are you going to be in lectures for the next while?
I believe so, yeah. But, you know, like I said, I'm sure we can figure something out.
You're not going to doss off to the college bar or anything at this hour of the morning. You'll be around to meet Aisling if she decides to come to you, yeah?
I can make that work.
Okay, good.
You've disrupted my plan.
I disrupted your plan for the day.
Well, it's for €200 worth of TFI Leap cards, Rob, so I think it's within your interest. So what's your lecture going to be on? What are you going to be talking about?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, we're just doing micro-teaching, so.
I'd be all over that, yeah.
I know all about it.
I'm sure you can catch the end of it if you want to get a bit.
Yeah, I'll sit in.
Rob, Ash is going to make her way to you right now. So stand by, keep listening to Spin while in the lecture. Is the headphone up the sleeve? That's probably what you need to do, or the hand over the AirPod and the right ear. She's on her way. Cheers, Rob. Fair play.
Thanks, guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
Micro teaching's a bit of an offensive term for junior infant teachers, isn't it?
Aisling.
It's a joke.
Right, so you're going to St. Pat's. Where are you off to?
Off to St. Pat's, yeah. I'm going to get the 13 bus. I should be there in about 30 odd minutes.
Handy.
Easy peasy.
Okay, grand. Another chance for you to win another set of 200 euro worth of TFI Leap cards to go on the show tomorrow before 9:30. So stick around for your chance to win them.
Spins. Fully charged. Recharged.
For the first time since the show started, I'm sitting here on my own. Ash on her way to DCU to drop somebody TFI Leap cards. Dave's in New York and Callum's in bed sick. This is very strange and I feel very lonely, but I do love this song, which makes things better. It's Adam Port and Move on Spin. Adam Port and Move on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We'll catch you back here first thing in the morning. Michaela's next.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.